Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report on this Friday morning. And joining us is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, June 5th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,806. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, a base price range was $67 to $75, the weighted average $71.42. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.09 to $59, the weighted average $56.08. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,409, the base price range $65.50 to $74, the weighted average $71.83. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.49 to $59, and the weighted average was $56.93. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural outlook is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look first at the Midwest Corn Belt, showers and thunderstorms are weakening right now after coming across portions of Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, and points to the west overnight and yesterday afternoon. So some of the wet areas of the upper Midwest got wet again. Right now there's just a little band of isolated showers and thunderstorms extending from eastern Wisconsin to northwestern and west central Illinois, northeastern through central and southwestern Missouri. Today, most of the action will occur east of there during the afternoon and evening, although widespread heavy rain is not expected. There could be some isolated heavy cells across Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and southeastern Missouri later today. As we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, we'll take west of the Mississippi River first and tell you it's wet across Iowa and portions of Missouri and Minnesota and the Dakotas and Nebraska. More wet weather is coming in tomorrow night through Sunday night. And then temperatures will turn a little bit cooler. Bottom line is for the late planting and replanting out that way, the weather does not look good for field access anytime soon. It looks like problems will continue beyond the coming week. For the Eastern Corn Belt, a couple of dry days here are helping things out a bit. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are coming later today, and there will be a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms next week. But there might be some areas that have net drying over the coming week in Ohio and portions of Indiana, Illinois, and southeastern Missouri, especially the closer to the Ohio River you get. So that's an improvement there. Now, as we take a look at the Delta, that's an area that's going to be too dry. It's been dry lately, and dryness will continue. So while we're talking about crop problems due to potential wetness, they're talking about crop problems due to dryness down in the Delta region. So that's an area we'll have to monitor. For the wheat in the plains and the northern plains, it's going to be cooler than average over the next 10 days. They're getting a lot of precipitation for those crops in the ground. There's going to be enough moisture for them to work with, but growth rates will be a little low with cooler than average temperatures. And farther south in the central plains, hard red winter wheat belt into the southern plains, in that belt from Nebraska down to Texas, the northern third or so is going to remain frequently wet, while it'll be drier with just occasional scattered showers and thunderstorms farther south. Temperatures in the southern half of the plains belt will also be very, very warm, so that's favorable for maturation and harvesting in Texas, Oklahoma, and parts of southern Kansas. But the farther north you go, the slower the go it's going to be there. And basically, that's a look at that. When we look at long term, we have a very persistent weather pattern, which means that areas that are wet aren't going to dry out quickly, and those that are dry are not going to get quickly. That's the bottom line looking ahead through the middle third of June. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
This is the WILL Summer Celebration Campaign. And we are here today to enlist your support because listener contributions are a significant source of revenue here at the radio station. And that revenue provides more than one of every $3 we turn into programs you expect to hear, like the pre-opening commodity market report. You can do your part right now by calling us at 866-779-9455. That's a different number, by the way, 866-779-9455. 877-979-9455 and make your pledge. Les Schulte is alongside, and today, Les, is a very important day with the end of the fiscal year right around the corner.
It is, Dave, as we approach June the 30th. We still have about $480,000 to go to reach our goal, our member support goal, to keep programs on track for another year as we start on July the 1st. And so that's why your contribution right now, if it's time for you to renew your membership, do it right now at 866-779-9455. That's toll free anywhere in our area. Or if it's convenient for you, if you're working on your computer right now, go online to willpledge.org and make that contribution. Make a $125 a year contribution right now. You can choose a thank you gift, our summer celebration eco tote bag and survival kit combo. It's been very popular, and I think you're going to enjoy that. It's great for the summertime or any time of the year. The number to call, 866-779-9455 or willpledge.org.
Les, when you think about it, you'll find you'll spend a whole lot more each day for things you value less. For me, it's donuts.
Well, there you go. This is National Donut Day, I believe, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So in celebration of National Donut Day, how about making a $10 a month contribution for Will, just over 30 cents a day? And by the way, Les, that's enough to pay for one full day of agricultural programming here at AM 580.
Right. So if this is an important service to you, if this is something you depend on, you use our on-air service, you use our online service, make that contribution right now. Make a $120 a year contribution. Kick that up $5. Get the combo thank you gift, and that at 866-779-9455, toll free anywhere in our area, or online at willpledge.org. Do it right now.
Let's go ahead and grab Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin, and get the latest on what she expects for the opening today. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Very interesting overnight session follow-through on yesterday's powerful move to the upside in both beans and corn. Corn making all-time new contract highs in the July and contract highs all across the board yesterday.
That's right, and I expect to see more of that. I think we might see a little bit of profit taking toward the end of the day today, but I think traders will be really hesitant to jump out of positions considering the weather forecast that we just heard from Ed Kieser. You know, and coming back, we drove up from Champaign last night, and fields there are fields that were not planted 2 weeks ago when we came down that still are not planted.
Well, did you see a lot of standing water, too, or has that pretty much gone by the wayside now?
No, actually, we dubbed the section from Champaign to Bloomington Lake Champaign. It was it almost looked like driving across parts of Minnesota where you've got a pond here and a pond there, but you don't expect to see it in the cornfields. And so there's a lot of water standing.
And traders are trading that weather, and they trumped the macro picture with the weather yesterday. But today, that macro picture is helping with crude up and the U.S. dollar down.
That's exactly correct. And I think, you know, when you look at crude, I expect to see a range somewhere probably between the 120 and the 135, maybe 115 at the lowest side. And so, you know, you have some natural corrections that go on, and people tend to read things into that that aren't necessarily there. And so it's not a big surprise. I think we're seeing some short covering. Crude's up $6 this morning.
Meanwhile, we have a set of USDA reports due out next Tuesday, I believe. And the question among traders is, will they or won't they? And that is, will or won't the USDA lower yield?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I think a lot of people are unaware that through May, the WASD, World Ag Supply, does all of the reports. And then now when we start to the June report, the USDA actually takes over, NASA actually takes over. And in talking with them, you know, the world had 153.9 as an average projection, while the USDA was looking at 154.9. So, you know, the trade may be disappointed. USDA may actually go to 153.9. Technically, they'll make a one bushel drop on their side, but we won't even see it on this side. So you'd have to think they would. With us being as far behind in the major states as what we are right now.
And I suppose the other question to think about is, on the WASD side, will they do anything on the demand side with livestock at question?
Well, I'd have to think, you know, that certainly is a big issue. One of the things that backs up livestock, though, when you look at the overall numbers in the U.S., we really haven't seen any drops in the numbers. The pasture situation in some states isn't very good, which, you know, brings more cattle into the feedlot early. And so, you know, it's kind of a teeter-totter. When you look at the overall picture, you'd think with as wet as we are here, pastures are beautiful everywhere, but they're not. And so we have a lot of investment coming out of Canada raising cattle down here too. And I think that the idea that people who just look at the U.S. think that we're going to lose numbers, we really may not lose nearly as many numbers. I think we will see some adjustment, but probably not huge.
Let's go ahead and get your calls then.
Well, I'd have to say we got to follow the overnights. You know, we were up 2.5 on corn, which isn't real significant, but still something after big day yesterday. 8 to 10 on beans. Wheat, of course, following. And when you look at cattle and hogs, you know, they're both very mixed. You know, they're trying to figure out what's going on with the grain market too.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. She joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web for you 24/7 at WILLAG.org.